I'm just waiting for that thing to load up. Man, where's my intro at?
Now, I see what the fuck's in front of me, and I don't pretend it's something else. I was fucking her, and now I'm gonna fuck you if you don't piss me off or open your yap at the wrong fucking time. The only time you're supposed to open your yap is so I could put my fucking prick in it. Otherwise, you shut the fuck up. Now, hold on to that.
Yeah! Yeah!
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Alpha Syndicate Dating Radio Show, live from the Planet Man, with your hosts, Steve the Dean Williams and Jay Murph. This show teaches 100% natural game, no pickup lines or tactics to memorize. This show isn't about building a good disguise, it's about developing the courage to take the disguise off and becoming a real man. The training sessions that we offer are an ongoing process for every phase of your life. From building yourself up all the way through marriage. This dating show isn't just for single guys. It's for every man. Single, married, engaged, or involved. Ultimately, you will learn a man's value isn't placed in his possessions. It's placed in the man himself. It's game time!
Doesn't it feel like when you're gone for like a week, it feel like forever, man?
Yes, sir.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean, www.yougoschoolofdating.com, sbwcoaching.com, or thealphasyndicate.com to get to our website. I got a few announcements to make. Guys, if you want to call in, the number is 347-838-8420. That is 347-838-8420. If you are in the queue, because I see two guys in there, and you want to talk, press 1, okay? Press 1 if you want to get in, because I don't know if y'all just listening or not, so I don't want to bother y'all. But got a few announcements to make. Just want to let you guys know we got to get a lot of stuff in, so I can't talk too much. But we want to do an hour and a half show, because as soon as this show is over with, I'm taking my beautiful woman out to dinner, so I got to cut it short for you guys. But anyway, I want to cover a few things that we have that I want to talk to you about. Let me pull these things up real quick. Number one, if you go to the website, you can join our Facebook page where there is a great video. It's like a one-hour video where I'm breaking down some things for you guys. So go to our main board. Go to our Facebook page and like it, and go in there, and we try to build something there. Anyway, I'll rhyme real quick. I just want to talk to you about this real quick before we get into everything. There was one guy that called in. There's going to be a podcast I'm going to put on the website. I don't know if it's going to be tonight, but more likely tomorrow. Guy, he paid attention to us, man. You know, he doesn't have any of our products. He's been listening to you, listening to me. And he's been hanging out with this married chick for like 4 years, okay, Ryan? And he finally went balls to the walls, and you know what? He told her that he was interested in her. He wanted to get with that ass, and apparently what happened was she called him. She hooked up with him, went home, cleaned herself up, came back in a leather outfit with no clothes on underneath. And he got that ass. And he specifically wanted to let you know he licked that asshole, dog, just to let you know. Now again, I see 601, I see 719, I see 248. If y'all want to get in and talk, make sure you press 1, okay? Because if you don't want to press 1, I'm under the assumption you're just listening, okay? Matter of fact, you too, 215, you just popped in. If you're just listening, press 1. Anyway, we got to get this show rolling. We got a lot to cover, man. Okay, 215, I will be bringing you in 1 second. But first, real quick, I do want to say hi to, you know, the people that make everything happen. First, my mom.
Damn.
Oh, Florida. Also, I want to say thanks to Steven, from Django Unchained. He's here. Steven.
Oh, yes, sir. I miss you like a whole Miss Slop, like a baby. Miss Mammy Titty. I miss you like I misses a rock in my shoe.
yeah, baby. Anyway, let's go ahead. Before we get started, I guess 215, we're going to bring you in real quick. So let me bring you in before we get this thing rolling. Here we go.
Who's that stumbling around in the dark? State your business or prepare to get winged.
Eric, who 215? What's your name? Where you calling from, big dog?
Hey, what's going on, Dan? It's Walt from Philly.
Hey, what's going on, Walt? What's up with you? You got any questions to come? We got a quick show. We got a lot to cover, but what you got, big dog? You got any questions to come?
I want to talk about a little bit of something that happened, but I'm just calling in to listen for right now.
Listen right now, and when you're ready to talk about what's going on with you, just press 1 again, okay, big dog? And we'll bring you in because we want to hear if it's something about you getting some ass. We definitely want to hear that, okay, big dog?
Hell yeah.
All day. We love that. So I'll put you back on mute, Walt, but when you want to come in, just press 1, okay, big dog?
Yep.
All right. Anyway, guys, we got a lot of show to do. So today's show, we want to talk about relationships because a lot of you guys out there have no idea what it means to be a man and how to handle relationships. And what this show today we're going to talk about is the bitch and soft ass male. And I'm going to guide you through step by step because I got a bunch of recordings I want to play for you. But this is what I want to show you. And I guess we need to get into it right now. Now, the first recording you're going to hear. Now, again, we love to play the pussy zone. You know, that friend zone thing where all you motherfuckers are friends with the, what is it? They friends with the food and shit rhyme. You know, they want to be friends with women and shit, and I guess later on they motherfucking want to try to get that ass later on, which technically doesn't work at all, but fuck it. Let me see here. I got so many things.
Hold on, Dean. I got to pause for a second because I want y'all to listen to me smack my woman's ass.
Oh, wait. Everyone quiet. Go ahead.
Hold on, let me see. She's trying to fight me, y'all. Hold on. There it is. Can y'all hear that?
No. Put the phone closer.
I'm trying to.
Oh, wait. Stop. Wait. Okay. Hold on. 215. You coming? Wait. Hold on. 215. What's up, bitchy dog? Did you want something to say?
No, I didn't push.
Okay. I'll bring you. Okay, all right. I'm sorry. My bad. So Ron is smacking this girl's ass. We trying to get the show going. Anyway, guys, sit back and listen to this because what we're trying to show you is that there are steps and phases when you go through relationships, and then there's one critical moment that is going to separate everything, and I want you to hear this. So first, let's play this. Guys, sit back and listen to this real quick.
Sarah and I met at one of my friend's house parties. At the end of the night, we even exchanged phone numbers and started texting, and that hasn't stopped ever since.
I was going to get Superman, but I look really bad with blue lips.
Yeah, not a good look.
Sarah and I hang out just about a daily basis. One of our favorite things to do is to get some waffle cones and pop in a good movie. Waffle cones and movies is definitely our little connection. Let muscles open this door for you. I don't understand how it could be melting.
Yeah.
There's something about Sarah that really just draws me towards her. I've never been attracted to a girl more emotionally, physically than Sarah. She definitely makes me feel happier. I feel a lot more complete when I'm with her.
I don't want it.
Get it.
I don't want it.
Get it. I want to tell Sarah my true feelings, but there's always been that road bump that just stops me. Yeah, well, if this all changes overnight and she's not there in the morning.
You're so sweaty. I don't want to touch you.
Touch me. We're halfway through college, and you never really know what's going to happen after that. People drift away, and you stop talking, so I don't want to look back 20 years from now and think of what could have been, especially about how large of a role she plays in my life. She's the first person I text in the morning, the last person I talk to at night, so losing her will leave that empty space in there. You only live once, so I'm going to tell her exactly how I feel. Just let it all spill out.
I can't stop laughing. Hold on. Hold on. And I'm not laughing at you guys that do that shit, but I gotta
wow.
Play. Where the fuck is? I know, dog. It is. What you are hearing is a travesty beyond itself. But you know,
I don't want to be different. I'm not trying to be different. It's just the way I am. They call me sissy. But I'm not a sissy. I'm not. Why do they call me sissy?
Because you hang out with the food. You are halfway through college. She's the first person you talk to in the morning, the last person you talk to before you go to bed. And Rhyme, he's not even trying to fuck.
That's crazy.
Leo, I know, dog. I know. I'm a child. I got you. See, Leo said he getting tired of these vegetarian-ass lines and shit, that you're hanging out with the food. But see, let me explain something to all you guys. Again, if you all want to call in 347-838-8420, press 1, we'll bring you in. See, with a lot of guys, now this is the beginning of the end of your relationship if it gets to a point where you get married. It starts right here. Right here, right now, in this situation right here. Because the pathway we're going to go, we got a road and a pathway we're going to go down. And I'm going to show you how this beginning for you guys, and there's different relationships that we're going to show, is going to be the beginning of the end, and why you're a beta, why you're not going to be respected, and why she's going to treat you like shit at the end of the day. Because first off, again, as a man, we've always said women are the perk. This thing has nothing to do with women, but we're showing you how to get ass. So the thing is, the problem that you guys have is you're scared of the ass. You don't want to be a man and go for the thing that you want. You want to fluff it and lie to her. And Ron, this shit makes you sick, doesn't it, dog?
Sick to my stomach.
Sick to your motherfucking stomach. But you know, the worst part about this is because, see, there's a lot of you men out there, not humans. I mean, let me say humans. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disrespect you like that, Ron. There's a lot of you humans out there that are relating to women more than you are relating to men because you don't have a male role model in your life. Now, again, if we took the dominoes and we looked at the first domino and you heard this guy, if we were to follow him all the way to his house, who do you think is going to answer the door, Rhyme? His mother or his dad?
His mother.
His mother. Well, hey, let's see who answers the door. Let's see when he has a conversation about females, who does he listen to and who does he relate to?
Yeah, this is it. Let it all spill out.
Hey, you.
Did you eat something?
Nope. I'm not too hungry right now. I want to talk to you about something. You know Sarah?
Yeah.
Well, I kind of like her, and I think I'm going to take her out on a date.
Do you think that's a good idea?
I mean, we've known each other for a while.
You sure it's not just for convenience? Because she's there?
I'm sure. There's a million other girls up there.
So what makes her so different?
I can talk to her and tell her things I wouldn't tell anybody else.
Okay. I don't know, Robbie.
Well, what do you think Dad would say?
Well, your father would just go for it, knowing him. That's how he got me. The only problem with doing something like that is if it doesn't work out, then what if you're no longer friends?
And that's what I'm scared about.
I guess you won't know until you try, right?
All right, then. Thanks, finally.
Love you.
Love you too.
Hold on, stop right here. Now hold up, Rob. Did you hear what Mom said?
Wow.
Let me go home. Wait. We gotta go to the Hall of Justice for this one because I gotta break this down to you guys.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
Okay, let me break this down to you guys. First off, no man is gonna walk to and tell his mother, "I kinda like this female. You know, I kind of want to put my penis in her pussy. I kind of want to put my dick in her mouth." What the fuck is up with this kind of shit, Ryan?
Man,
he's a grown ass man.
I kind of
want to be a man. But see, guys, this is the building blocks of what is going to happen later on when you have this, "I kind of want to do things." But Mom, who's a single mom, Dad ain't around no more shit, guess what Mom said? You know, what would Dad say? Well, Dad would just go for it. That's how he got me. you heard Mom say that in the tongue. You know, she's like,
hey,
you know.
Hey, that was kind of real. That was kind of real. I give Mom props for that one.
Yeah, that was, yeah, but she kept it real. But he that shit went over his head, dog. That shit went over his head. He's like, you know, that dad would go for it. But you know, that's how he got me. But again, he's hanging around Mom. He's relating to Mom, and you can see in his behaviors how he's hanging out with Mom. And again, this is the same kind of guy that when he goes out with a woman, it's like the Geico commercial, like this. Listen.
Done.
Remember?
Did you just turn your ringer off so no one would interrupt us?
No. I just used my Geico app to get a tow truck. It's going to be here in 30 minutes.
Oh, so that means we won't be stuck up here for hours with nothing to do.
Uh-oh, I get it. You want to pass the time, huh?
Fruit Ninja!
You pussy motherfucker. But see, this is the problem that we're trying to say to you guys. Now, again, I'm building you up to a point because because the end game is so important, and I'm trying to just get you these parts together so when we get to the end, you'll understand why it is most of your friends are being mistreated by women. Why it is, if you do not change who you are and your behaviors, why when you get in a relationship with a woman, it's also going to change itself. So the next clip I have for you, because we need to keep it moving, is he finally gets the balls to tell the chick that he likes her. And this is, I don't even know if this is happy or sad, Rhyme. Listen to this bullshit.
What?
I got something to tell you.
What?
We've known each other for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And for two of those years, I've been crushing on you pretty hard. So, I really like you. I tell you just about everything. So, do you feel the same?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, will you go on this date with me?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Canoeing?
Yep.
Okay.
Let's go. Right. Sarah and I finally kissed. This is what I've been waiting for the past few years. It's one of the greatest feelings. Having all this pound of pressure just lifted away from me.
Hey, everybody. Hey, he got the girl. And this is just like a lot of you guys. You got the phone number. She wants to start a relationship with you. And in your eyes, you think everything is perfect. This is the moment I've been waiting for. This is the woman I've always wanted all my life, and now that I got her, everything is perfect. Everything is great. Everything is lovely. I've reached the pinnacle. I've reached the mountaintop. It can never get any greater than this. A lot of you guys feel that way. But like we've always told you, motherfuckers, you ain't even in the ball game yet. You just, like I say, you the football team watching the film before you even fly to the stadium and get dressed and get on the field to play. And a lot of you guys have no idea what you're going to get into, because what you are doing is you're setting a building block that is going, it's going to open up a gate. And trust me, you think everything is good and sugar and spice and everything nice, because all relationships start this way. It's brand new. It's fresh. It feels good. Oh, I love how everything is going. Everything is great. Everything's wonderful. Everything's fantastic. But then here's this, Rhyme. You ready for this shit? This key. 18 seconds. Listen to this.
2 years, man.
Oh, wait. Hold on, Rhyme. What'd you say, Ryan?
No, here's the thing.
Yeah.
When he asked her how she felt, and she said she felt the same way, what the fuck is a date? Why you ain't start eating that pussy right then?
Wait. We're going to get that question answered in this 18-second clip.
shit.
Because the first thing she asks him is 2 years? 2 years? Listen, listen to this, guys.
2 years, man? 2 years?
Should it have been three?
Why didn't you say anything for real?
I don't know. I was scared.
Of rejection?
No, losing you.
Oh.
As a friend and everything else.
Well, I'm glad you finally grew some balls.
Now, hold on, guys. Now, y'all got to hear me, because sometimes some of the women won't even say what she said, but they'll be thinking it. One thing he said, two negatives. I didn't want to lose you, didn't want to lose our friendship. 215, I'll bring you in 1 second. I didn't want to lose you, didn't want to lose our friendship. So what she has doing right now in the beautiful stages of your relationship is she is making mental notes. She is making mental notes in her head of the chinks in your armor. She is making mental notes in the air in her head of how she is going to attack you, control you, and run your life. But you don't think, you're not thinking right now, because you ain't, you're not setting any laws, rules, codes. You ain't doing anything. All you doing is just feeling good. Now, let me tell you, let me see, 215, what's up, big dog? Hold on, I'm bring you in real quick. All right, what's up, 215?
Hey, what's up, Dean?
What's up, bro?
Hey, so actually, I'm glad you guys started talking about this, because in the last few days, I've actually transformed one of those situations where, you know, it's a bunch of guys and girls hanging out into
yes.
my favor.
Good.
Last weekend, I went, I know it was, actually not last weekend, my bad, Valentine's weekend. One of my friends was having a party. She turned 30, went out there, had a good time, started hooking up with her. She was in my, I guess, an extended group of friends group.
Yes.
And she was hooking up with me, and all the dudes that were normally in the group were like, sort of like standing around to see if she would hook up with them. And
yes.
At the end of the night, she was begging me to come back to her hotel. And meanwhile, all my fucking guy friends, I never seen them act like this before. They were basically trying to, like, take her from me. I don't know how to put it.
Well, no. They
like,
were hating on
me. They were standing around, like, yeah.
Yeah, they were salty ball. They were acting like a bunch of bitches and shit, and you know, just doing everything they can do to throw salt in your game, and just like a fucking bitch.
Plus,
you know?
I don't give a good goddamn what you believe or don't believe. I believe we gonna blow this bitch's brains out. Believe that.
Thank you, Stephen. Now, the thing was,
what happens in a lot of situations like this? Now, they were all standing around, you know, with their thumbs up their asses before. But until they
right.
saw you get the courage to, you know, holler at on some real shit.
Right.
And she, you know, kind of gave you some rhythm back in kind.
Right.
Then they grew balls all of a sudden, and they
yeah.
want to start hollering at her.
Right.
And I've seen that happen a million damn times.
But not even that. I mean, she was grabbing my dick, trying to pull me in the cab. And they were just fucking blocking me.
Now,
like,
wait. Did you get? Wait. Did you get the ass?
No, I did not.
Oh my God.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Doom.
You gotta get the fuck out. You gotta get the fuck out of the hall, man.
No,
what the fuck you mean you didn't get the ass?
Why didn't you get in the cab with her?
She was going back to a hotel. My friends were being punk bitches.
No. Stop. Stop. And you know I got a number of love for you, 215. Stop. T, I'm going to bring you in, but hold on. Now listen here. Stop.
We got to punch you in the chest, dude.
We got to punch you in the chest, and we got to give you tough love. Now, please hear me out. I don't care if it's Rhyme, Murph, Squid, Dion, Foo, I don't care if it's Uncle Plankton or SpongeBob SquarePants. If I got the opportunity to get some ass, I'm going to get some ass. 613, I'll bring you in 1 second. If I have the opportunity to get some ass, I'm going to get some ass. I'm not going to sit around. Look. I don't care if those guys are on their period and bleeding like a bunch of bitches. You know what I mean? I don't care if they're – Okay, you know what? You know what? It's 613. I'm about to bring you in, but you know what? Hold on, wait. We gotta do our man Maxi Pad. God damn it! Listen to this. God damn it!
Hello, humans. The School of Dating Radio Show is being brought to you by Man Maxi Pad. Oh Lord. Anyways, does your woman decide where to go on dates? Does she have male friends? Is she withholding? Well, you know what I mean, human. Does she tell you what's for dinner and how your money, not her money, is being used? Do you sleep on the couch? Do you get weird feelings when you see a woman? Well, if this is you, then yes, you're a human. And no, you'll never get any. But what you can get is a box of Man Maxi Pads. For those times when you're around a beautiful woman and don't know what to say or do, never worry about that loser feeling again. Come on down to Planet Man and pick up a box today. Man Maxi Pads. It's better to feel like a loser than a nobody.
Okay, I had to play that for you, dog, because 613, I'll bring you in 1 second, because you're killing me, 215. 215, look, 215.
Right.
I don't give a fuck if you needed the antidote and your boys had it. Fuck them.
I know.
Why didn't you get in the car with the chick?
I mean, yeah, you know, there's no excuse. There's no excuse at all. But there's no excuse. So for me to even try and make one would be bullshit.
I know, 215. It's not every day they grab your dick and play with your balls and want to give you some of that ass.
But here's the thing, though, Dean. I mean, because, like I said, she was part of this friend group of people that hang out, like, every Thursday that I started hanging out with anyway.
Right.
So, like, right, I mean, Dean, she's gorgeous. Literally. One of the
I don't give a fuck.
I'm sorry.
613, we bring you in 1 second. Go ahead, Ben. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The point I'm trying to make is now, like, I'm going to her house tomorrow night. So it's just going to be me and her. We hung out earlier in the week. So
okay.
I know she's, you know, I know it's there for me. It's there. It's ready. It's just a matter of, you know, getting around her.
Okay. All right. Well, okay.
Taking it out.
Okay. Now, hold on a second. Let me bring in 613 real quick. Erico 613, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Scotty. I'm calling from Ottawa, Canada.
Oh, Scotty. What's up, Scotty? What's up with you, man?
Oh, man. Oh, I'm just chilling, man. Just living the life.
Okay, well, Scott, let me ask you a question. If you had your boys around and someone was grabbing your dick, what would you do, man?
I'd pull her someplace where they're not around, someplace quiet, and be like, "Yo, what is going on?
You want to get some of that pussy, right?
Oh, fuck yeah, or be somebody else, you know?
All right, Leo said, yeah, you goddamn right. All right, so, but like I said, we got to keep the show moving. I got y'all guys back on, still on, because we got to finish this thing up. Now, guys, y'all got to hear me out on this. Now, again, I've always told you, just because you're in the relationship doesn't mean you're the man in the relationship. Because last we checked, and we'll play the 18-second clip again, this was the beginning of the end of his relationship.
2 years, man. 2 years?
Should it have been 3?
Why didn't you say anything for real?
I don't know. I was scared.
Of rejection?
No, losing you.
Oh.
As a friend. And everything else.
Well, I'm glad you finally grew some balls.
Hey, wait. Everything else, he ain't fucking it. What do you mean everything else? What, the ice cream cones that they eating and all this shit? Guys.
The cookie dough, the painting their toenails together, the cookie dough ice cream. They're wrapping their hair up after they wash it. Because he ain't doing shit else. What the fuck else is he doing?
Now, guys. Now, this is the crucial moment. Now, I'm not saying she's not. She's going to give you the ass. There's going to be a time where you're going to get the ass, okay, guys? And as soon as you stick your dick in between her legs, the whole relationship will change. Sex changes everything.
The whole dynamic is over. That shit is over.
Yeah, right. Especially if you can't fuck. Please understand this, guys. Please understand. I know a lot of you guys think just because you're sticking your sausage in something, think you mean you're doing something. Please, we have shown you millions of times. Some of you guys don't know how to fuck. But anyway, what I'm saying is this, guys. As soon as you put your dick inside that pussy, the whole dynamics of the relationship changes. And what she's going to do now is there is an emotional attachment to you in such a way where either you are going to control it or you're going to be controlled by it. Now, someone sent me this clip, and it is pain. It hurts my heart to play this, but this is the next phase. And when I mean the next phase of what's going to happen to you is it is time to go ahead and start to control you. It is time now. She has given herself to you. You've been slacking all this time trying to be her friend, caring about her. You told her you're worried about losing her. She's taking all this into account. Now it's time to start taking away the things that you love. Listen to this. This shit, this is sad, but listen to this. Listen to this.
3 a.m. and nowhere to be found. Don't know where my boyfriend is. Let's try to find him. I have an idea where he is. Normally on the couch where he's been for the past couple months doing nothing but playing his fucking video games. Let's go to fucking school and pay the fucking bills. Babe, do you have any idea what time it is?
Nah, why? What's up?
What she did is she broke his PlayStation. Now, please let me explain how this is going to happen. I'm not saying she's going to walk into your room and bust up your PlayStation. What I'm saying is there's going to be something that you're doing, whether it's eating, whether it's watching TV, whether it's hanging out with your boys, whether it's being on a computer, whether it's tweeting, whether talking on the phone. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It's going to be something that is going to annoy her to a point where she's going to have to smother that out. She's going to smother it out because she remember, like I said, Ryan, she knows already from Jump Street that you ain't going anywhere because you devoted your love, your admiration, your feelings, and everything like that early on where you waited, you were scared, you had fear, anxiety, all these emotional things. You were relating to a woman. And like I say, if you start relating to a woman, she's going to start treating you like a bitch. Because when two individuals come together, there always has to be an alpha. There always has to be an alpha.
Wait a minute. Can I play devil's advocate here?
Yeah, absolutely, Ron. Please. Wait. Should I bring you to the Hall of Justice or you just want to go there?
Take me to the Hall of Doom.
You want to go to Doom? Shit, let me get your ass to the Doom. God damn it, I got a feeling you're going to talk about... Oh, shit.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Doom.
Man, that was a bumpy ride right there. But anyway, first of all, she broke up his PlayStation, which I don't mind because PlayStation sucks. Second of all, she said, get a job.
Yes.
This motherfucker don't even have a job.
Well, but yeah, exactly.
Now, but I mean, I can't say.
Well, we can't. Okay, I see where you're going.
Of course she's wrong. Yeah, I mean,
yes.
You break up my shit, I'm breaking you up. You're going to hit the ground before that PlayStation hit the ground. But anyway, I'm just saying, when she said, damn, this motherfucker just sits on the couch all day. You know, I'm just talking about a scenario basis, by the scenario that just played out.
Yes.
You know, in front of me. So,
yes.
Yeah, that was crazy.
now, please understand, and like I say to a lot of you guys out there, being a man has nothing to do with a woman. The road that you take, the pathway to manhood, has nothing to do with a woman. He should have had a job. You're absolutely right, Ron. He should have had a job. He should have been working. He shouldn't be sitting on his ass. That's not being a man, guys. Definitely not being a man. That's some bitch ass shit. If you ask me, that's weak. So again, yes, she had every right to get mad, but it goes to show you how stupid these motherfucking women are. You know what I mean, Ryan? Come on, man. Oh, really? Yeah. You going to be with a motherfucker ain't about shit?
Because she knew. She knew what it was about.
Yeah, she knew what he was about.
She knew what he was about. And you going to get mad at it? Come on, now. You can't do that.
Can't do that. Now, what I want to explain to you guys at this point is that for a lot of you, that you are under the false hallucination of ass at this point in your relationship. You are going to get so much ass, guys, that you're going to think that this is how it's going to be the rest of my life. It can't get any better than this, man. I met her. I told her how I felt. I got that kiss. Even though we had a little bump in the road, she broke my shit. She still give me that ass, man. She taking her hand and she jerking my dick off on the slide. She talking dirty to me. She's being filthy and nasty. Oh, I love it. Oh my God, this is the greatest.
She's doing everything.
She's doing everything. She's licking the dirt off your balls. Oh man, you get to jerk off in her mouth and put some in her eye and her hair. And you know that shit is some. You know they say sperm is good for her skin anyway, so it's a pretty good thing. But anyway, so you're doing all this stuff, and then you're thinking, you know what? For some of you guys, you'll say, why buy the cow when I can get the milk for free, so I don't need to marry her at all? This is great. And then other guys, you're going to take the pathway of getting married. Let me tell you about the first group of guys. She's already setting this shit up. So what she's going to do is she's going to threaten to leave, or she's going to leave you. Because she knows automatically from the beginning, guys, going full circle, that you automatically gave up your car. It's like you're playing poker with your cards facing the other direction. You already told her you can't live without her. So now it's time for her to get what she wants. And you know what she wants? She wants that wedding ring, because if she invested all this time in jerking you off and sucking your dick and taking cum shots, she wants that goddamn ring. She wants that marriage. Sure. So what you're going to have to do at that point is you're going to have to get married. But now it's under her rules. It is about getting that expensive dress, sweetheart. If we don't have the money for it, nope, we're going to get the expensive dress. It's time to get that big wedding, $35,000, $40,000 wedding, $50,000. I mean, I don't know how many thousands that you dumbasses spend, but you got to spend it because you know if you make her upset because she has started to train you, if she makes you upset, then guess what? You are going to lose her, and you don't want to lose her because you have feelings for her. Remember? Okay, guys, if you don't remember, because we got to get to this shit real quick, because we got to show you how we alphas do this shit. But remember what he said. He said that, you know what, I miss you, I love you, I care about
you. 2 years, man. Yeah. 2 years.
Should it have been three?
Why didn't you say anything for real?
I don't know. I was scared.
Of rejection?
No, losing you.
Oh.
As a friend and everything else.
Well, I'm glad you finally grew some balls.
Scared of losing her as a friend. Scared of losing her. Now the game is starting to turn here. Now, for a lot of you guys, I know you have friends that have this. Now, this is a pretty long one. This is a two-minute clip. You've got to hear it, though, because this is the next phase of your life, and this is why we want to play this, because we got a lot of talking to do, and I want to get these clips out the way. So the next phase is now she's hunting you. Now she's got everything she wants. Now it is time to mold you in the way that she thinks she wants, then to get rid of you. But listen to this shit. Listen to this.
Hey, guys, let's go outside and play. My name is Ashley. I'm 26 years old. I'm married to Michael.
We've been married for just under a year, and together actually for about 4 years. And we have three daughters together.
I met Mike at a barbecue.
She was very beautiful, big blue eyes and big old lips, and kind of the ones you just want to kiss all night.
I feel like I first fell in love with Mike the first day I met him.
We pretty much never wanted to leave each other's side. We didn't even want to go anywhere. We just kind of wanted to lay in bed together.
I was really in love.
It was like fireworks every day.
Yeah.
We moved in together real quick, and within a couple months, she was pregnant, and we were having a baby.
And then we ended up getting moved to Illinois. Say bye, Daddy.
Come back.
Daddy has to go to work.
Tonight, okay?
That's when I feel like things just took a turn for the worst.
Bye.
I just really didn't want to move here. It was out of my comfort zone.
For me, I actually liked it just because I'm from Illinois. My family's from around here.
He has to dedicate all of his time to his job. It's long hours, long days. He's constantly gone. I feel like my children and my life have been put on the back burner.
Ashley calls me constantly at work. I mean, she expects me as soon as it rings to pick it up.
It's so frustrating when he doesn't answer because I know he just constantly ignores my calls. So by the end of the day, I'm like fuming.
She just tries to have control of everything. You know, I can't talk to friends. I can't go fishing with my brother. Like, I haven't talked to my family for...
He starts crying.
I am a nagging bitch. And I hate myself. I know I have three beautiful kids, but I got stretch marks. I need to lose weight. And I think I'm so miserable with myself that I just bring misery on everything around me.
I'm still attracted to her, definitely, but it's hard for us to spend time together because we fight all the time.
All right, let me stop right there. Now, guys, please hear me out. He did cry when he talked about his family that she took away from him. He was upset when he took away her friends. And she, not only is she selfish, she's gaining weight. She's gaining weight. Reverend,
it's everywhere. How could you steal? How could you drive your Rolls Royces and your Bentleys through the neighborhood with your shades? How could you do it and have no concern that you're taking these dollars from poor men?
All right, thank you, Reverend. Show enough. Now, here's the thing, everybody. Now, remember we started this off where when you didn't come in as a man in the beginning. Now, phase one is already done because she started taking away all your stuff. All the things that you love to do, she is now taking those things away. And sometimes she will even take away your family. If your family means more to you than her, your family is no more. And there's nothing you can do at this point because, remember, you don't want to lose her. You don't want to leave. Now that she's got all that stuff done, and now we're at the final phase, now it's time in this 53 seconds to explain what is the next thing. Now, 323, you just popped in. If you want to call, if you want to get in the queue, press 1, and we'll put you in. But let me play this last part. This is the final curtain call. Listen to this.
Oh, you're home? Why are you so late? We know exactly what to say to break each other's hearts. Everything comes before us. That's just the way it is, right?
Any chance she can to belittle me, she will. If I don't do what she wants, then I'm worthless and I'm nothing. Well, you're not a real man because you can't do this. You're not a real man because you can't do that. So, life by that.
He constantly tells me every day I'm fat. You don't care about your marriage. You don't care about your wife. I just never expected, like, such a good thing to turn so bad. And I don't know how to make it better.
Last time we had sex was 6 months ago.
The only time he likes me is when he wants to have oral sex or he wants something to benefit himself.
Not that I'm a fiend for it. It's just that I never get it. So that's why I always constantly want it.
This isn't even a relationship. It's not a marriage. We're just roommates that hate each other.
And hold on. It's Smitty, I got you in. Now, guys, when I tell you I can't even say 6 months without fainting, but I'm going to try my best. This motherfucker has gone 6 months without ass. And what gets even worse, guys, at the end of this, and I didn't show that clip, but at the end, he has to negotiate her sucking his dick every other week. Now, guys, this is what we're trying to tell each and every one of you when we're talking to you. This is going to be the end. This is how your life is going to stack up if you're not a man about your shit. You think that everything is great, everything is lovely in the beginning? It is. I'm not saying it isn't. If you think you're going to get sex, you're going to get sex. I never said you won't. But once she realizes she has her claws into you, because she never respects you in the beginning anyway, She is going to withhold the pussy from you. She's not going to give it to you. Hey, guys, how many of you motherfuckers on the 14th went all out for your girl because we told you don't do it? You did it anyway. And then as soon as the 14th was over with, she snapped back to that old, hateful-ass bitch that's disrespecting you, telling you what you can and can't do, and withholding sex from you. And yet you scratch your head and say, well, goddamn, at least I bought her some flowers and trinkets and shit. This is what we're talking about. This is why we tell you guys, and Rhyme says it best. It is the most important thing in your relationship that you separate dating from the relationship, from moving in together, from being engaged, and from getting married. All those things are phases that you as a man have to handle as a man. And the first thing that needs to come out of your house, your heart has to pump enough blood to go through your muscles in your mouth to form your mouth to say this shit to her. I am a happy person. I am drama free. If you bring drama in my life, you are gone. Period. There's no comma there. Period. No exclamation point, really. That's what you need to say. Most important thing in your life. But for a lot of you guys, because everything is feeling so good right now, everything is perfect, you know, I don't wanna say anything to upset or disrupt the happiness we have, because our love is gonna fight through all, and it's us versus the world, and everything feels great and everything feels wonderful. I don't need to say that to her, because she'll never be that way. How many girlfriends have you guys had? Everything was going great in the beginning, but you wasn't being a man about your shit. And then sooner or later, the disrespect, the cheating, the male friends, the yelling, the screaming, the fighting all came along. And you wonder, where did we end up this way? How did we get here? And then you think, well, let me fix it by going to marriage counseling.
Yeah. That's a fucking joke.
Hey, marriage counseling. Really? You really think that marriage counseling is going to help?
Haven't you figured it out? Nice guys finish last. Only aggressive people conquer the world.
Thank you, Uncle Plankton. Appreciate that. But this is what we are talking about, guys. And in this next, I don't know how much time we got. I got about 40-something minutes to go, because I'm taking my wife out to dinner, guys. So we've got about 45 minutes to talk about this. And this is very important. And I wanted to play this because I need you to see what your life is going to be like. And tomorrow, I guarantee you can go out your door, you can go to work, and you're going to see somebody who is miserable. Someone who can't go out with the fellas. Oh, my wife's going to get mad. I'm going to get in trouble. I can't do this. Guys, let me tell you something. I like to breathe. Let me breathe it in. I breathe. I like to breathe. And if you ain't giving me any ass, I'm suffocating. How can I do this show with you guys if I'm suffocating? I would die, right? I need ass like I need air. And let me tell you something, guys. This is not a negotiable. This is what it is. Your job, should you choose it, is to fuck and suck my dick without problems, without fighting. Hell, I'll give you 5 days off. period. Okay, I even give you 5 days off. That's how nice I am. I give you 5 days.
Yeah.
But in that 5 days, if I want my dick sucked, you're going to suck my dick without any problems. And again, if any women are listening, let me help you out, because I know you're saying, oh, my God, I can't believe you're saying that. I'm on period. I can't believe you would say something. Let me say something to you, ladies. Ladies, I understand if you're tired. I understand you're working hard and bringing home the bacon and you're doing all those things. I get it, but let me tell you, let me help you out, you goddamn women over here. Look, there's this thing called sleepy sex. And let me tell you how that works. Sleepy sex works when you're so tired you don't want to fuck. That's fine by me. Just lay on your stomach I'll get a little KY lube. I'll lube you up, get on top of you, get mine, clean you up, and put the blanket over you, and everything's fine. So it's a win-win situation. But this is a thing that a lot of you guys do not do. You always, and I get so sick and so tired of you making excuses of she's mad at me, she's angry, we're always arguing, you know, it's healthy to argue, and, you know, good couples don't fight. Let me tell you guys something. And do y'all want to know what it means to be a man? Do you have it in you to let somebody go? Can you cut her off without even blinking? And it might sting a little bit, but you keep on moving. Do you have that inside you? Now, see, some of you guys have that inside you, but some of you, because you relate to women so much, you give her second chances. Because what does she do? Where's the crocodile? Where's the crocodile tears? Where they are? Here they are. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Uh-huh. I didn't mean it. I'm sorry. I just had a bad day at work. I didn't mean to disrespect you. I didn't mean to hit you. I didn't mean to throw something at you. I'm sorry. I just had such a bad day. I mean, it was Janice was talking about Cindy and Brad, and you know, I was watching the soaps, and Victor and Jack were arguing, and it just hurt my feelings, and I just had to release. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. I love you, and I don't want this to happen. And you dumb motherfuckers fall for it every time. Okay, I forgive you. Just don't do that again, girl. And while she's hugging you, she's saying, you dumb motherfucker.
Got you.
You'll never get what you want. You'll always let people step all over you. You're just like stairs.
Thank you, Uncle Plankton. Because you are like stairs. Because at that point, she's not respecting you as a man. And a lot of you guys, see, you guys, and if y'all new to this, y'all got to understand something in the philosophy that we have over here. There is no such thing as a problem in a relationship. There's only solutions. And again, if you don't know what a problem is, let me help you guys out. A problem is a meteor the size of Jupiter heading towards Earth. A problem is we being infested by zombies. Well, that'd be a cool thing to happen, but that's a fucking problem. Your fucking woman getting out of line and disrespecting you, that ain't a problem. That's not a problem at all.
It's her problem.
It's her fucking problem. But see, yeah. A lot of you guys... And we talked about it earlier today on Ebony's show, where we were talking about, you know, guys hurting women and killing women and all other stuff. See, and like I said before on that show, when you relate to women, okay, it is just like the show When Nature Attacks. We all seen that. We all seen that show one time or another, right, guys? You know, they either take the hippo, the bear, or the lion out of its nature, out of its habitat, and they try to conform it and have it play with them and all that stuff. It's just like what's going on right now in the world. Women want you to sit around and have emotions. They want you to feel. They want you to cry. They just want you to express yourself better.
Calm down, Dean. It's okay. Calm down.
Okay, dog. I got caught in the moment. God damn it. I'm sorry. I got caught in the moment. But this is what I'm talking about, guys, is that they want you to do that. And you know how they do it? They domesticate you in a way to get you to do it by chipping away at your manhood, by doing these things, withholding sex, taking things away from you. They want you to be like them, and technically they hate themselves. So why do you think they're going to like you once they fix you the way they want to fix you? But you guys do it anyway. And you know what? And you don't listen to guys like me or guys like Rhyme or the fellas, because y'all like, oh, man, y'all just women haters. Y'all hate women. Y'all bashing women and all of that. You know what? Let me tell you guys something about these goddamn women, and let me clear my throat when I say this shit. Women ain't about shit until they are in line to become your wife as a man. Women ain't shit. These, let me tell you, every woman that you have dated, all your ex-girlfriends and all of this stuff, come on, let me ask, I'm going to go around Rob. 613.
Yeah.
Remember old girlfriend when y'all first met, everything was great, everything was fresh and new.
Couldn't
wait to get off the phone with her. You hang up. No, you hang up. No, you. Let's count to three. One, two, three. Oh, shit, hang up. You remember that bullshit?
Yeah.
Everything was great.
It came
then
back
once
to you in the ass.
Yeah, and then once sex gets involved in this or some type of, I guess I would go with sex. Once that happens, it changes a lot of things, especially when you can't fuck. And 613.
Even more so when you're in the relationship and she decides she doesn't want to have sex because she doesn't like it.
Of course. Hey, here's the secret, guys. Women love dick. I don't know if they told you in the manual, but women love dick.
Yes,
they like it. They like it grilled, fried, over some
That's
potatoes.
That's what my mom told me, Dean.
Huh?
That's not what my mom told me.
What would the mom tell you?
That they like it sometimes, but you have to, if they say no, they don't feel like it, then they don't want it.
Oh, wait, let me.
I'd buy that for $1.
Yeah, right. Let's think about this for a second, guys. Let's think about this shit for a second, guys. Come on, guys, let me tell you something. If your woman ain't fucking you, she's preparing to get fucked, or she's already fucking somebody.
My favorite line my ex used to say was, I want to start having sex again soon.
Hey, let me tell you something.
What?
I want to start having sex soon. Alright, hold on.
I want sex with who? And she was like, with you, silly. I said, well, let's do it. Well, not today.
Are you fucking kidding me? See, the problem is that she should be saying that shit to you outside your house when you kick her ass out, when she stops saying no about giving you ass. But see, a lot of you guys don't have it in you. And guys, look. You can't get mad at us. Do not get mad at us. We are only bringing an honest truth that stings a little bit. Look, if you're not man enough to kick the motherfucking woman out of your life and out the door if she's not doing what she's supposed to do, then when she mistreats you, you know what? My problem is when she abuses you and mistreats you, why ain't she doing a little bit more? When she punches you, why doesn't she punch and twist? When she hitting you, why doesn't she just, like, whip her hips into that shit and make it hurt more? Why? Because you're allowing her to treat you this way. And if you're allowing that to happen, I think she should whip your motherfucking ass. I think she should stomp a hole in you. Matter of fact, 6 months ain't good enough. I say go for 2 years. That's the shit I'm talking about. See, the thing that a lot of you guys don't understand is that as a man, you train these fucking women on how to treat you as a man. Because let me tell you something. If you ain't giving me no ass, that's cool. Look, hey guys, please hear me out. If you ain't fucking me, you ain't sucking my dick, guess what? That's fine. That's okay. Hey, give me a second. Let me go get your suitcase. I'll even fold your clothes up for you because I care. And I will fold all that shit up and give you your bags and tell you to get the fuck out. And let me tell you this much, guys. There's no, I'm sorry, I'll do better, let's try working it out. Because let me tell you how that shit works, guys. And this is another woman thing that they do to you motherfuckers. You see, when a woman feels like she has to change for you and not herself, she's going to change. And eventually the blowback is going to be greater because she's going to blame you for everything. The blowback is going to be much greater. And I tell you what, guys, I get so tired of hearing all these, well, I had a woman, she did this to me, she did that to me. This is not a pity party. Why don't you be a man and say, you know what, I had a woman and I allowed her to treat me like a motherfucking bitch. She told me what I can do, what I can't do, when I can, like I'm a child. You see what I'm saying, Ron?
Oh, yeah.
Why not be honest about it? You don't lie.
Be. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, even myself, when I was with my son's mother, I allowed certain shit. I got in her ass, but it still took maybe about 6 months of it being bad for me to get her the fuck out of there. Because
yeah.
I was still trying to hold on.
Yeah.
And I was still trying to hold on. Like, I didn't, you know, thinking I'm going to lose my son and all this and that. Still trying to hold on. And then I finally was like, bitch, you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this shit is fucked up. But like I said, I can admit that I, you know, did some fucked up shit because the first time she did it, she should have been gone.
Yes.
Plain and simple. First time.
Oh, absolutely.
And like I said, we want you younger guys not to go through what we went through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so simple. It's so much pussy out there. All you got to do is go get it.
Oh,
like
yeah,
I said,
all day.
If I leave McDonald's and drop my burger on the ground, am I going to, you know, get on my knees and cry and beg and try to clean it off? Or am I going to get another burger? I either say, I'd rather get another burger or go to Wendy's or go to Arby's or go to Hardee's or Carl's Jr. Or,
choices.
You got fucking choices, guys. I don't care how emotionally invested you are into this bitch.
Yes.
She ain't shit.
She ain't shit.
No woman should ever have leverage over you.
Never. And you know what?
Never.
And you have another issue, guys. And I know some of you guys have dads. Some of you don't have dads. But you guys who have dads, they can be more of an enemy to you than not having a dad at all. Because most of you guys will go to your dad thinking, you know what? Man, I need some help. Let me go to Pops. And guess what your fucking dad's going to say to you? Just like the dad in fucking Transformers. Son, come sit down, buddy. Let's talk. And he rubs your head like you're some little kid. He said, look, don't want to make mom upset. There's a simple rule. Happy wife, happy life. Don't make mom mad. Because if mom is mad, you're either going to sleep on the couch or she's going to do something to you. So do whatever you can to make mom happy. That's what most dads do because your dad, and guys, and I'm not knocking your fathers, but you know better than me. You can call and look at how things are being run in the household right now. And your dad is not probably – your dad is either going to be that guy to just sit there and let mom run the household. He just, I'm not going to say nothing. Fuck it. I'm already in this shit. Or mom is still being abusive to dad. Because this is why a lot of you guys are here. Because, again, we're not playing your fathers. We did sleep in the Holiday Inn, though, but we ain't playing your dads. We just trying to say this, that we have nothing but love for you. And the love that we have for you guys is to let you know that you are not being a man when it comes to these goddamn perks. Guys, these women are perks. These women have nothing to do with you being a man. And yet, you make these women your sun, your moon, your stars, if she's not happy, I'm not happy. If she's in a bad mood, I can't talk right now. She's not in a good mood. I gotta, I'm about to get on the phone, sweetie. What kind of life is that, guys? What kind of life do you want to live? Guys, let me tell you something. It was raining outside today, and goddamn it, when I woke up, it was rainbow sun. I got to tell you, it was just – now, don't judge me, motherfuckers, because I saw Snow White when I was a little kid, so fuck y'all, but I'm about to use this shit anyway. Now, check it out. When I wake up, it's just like Snow White. The little bunnies and the fucking squirrels and deers, they're all singing songs and shit. It's beautiful outside. Why? Because, guys, I cannot stress to you how it feels to be a man, how it feels to live a drama-free life where there's no arguments, there's no bickering, all there is laughter and fucking. I mean, isn't that why they got married in the first place, Ron?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I mean, really? But guys, this is the thing that we want to say to you. You got to be able to check these goddamn women at the door. Look, guys, I will tell you this, and I'll be honest with you. A man never hits a woman. Only time is if she's coming at you with a machete or a baseball bat and you feel your life is threatened and you can't get out of the way, you handle your shit. But outside of that, a man should not shoot, harm, or do bodily harm to a woman. I've always told you guys that. But you can always turn the news on, and what you see is men killing people, going on killing sprees, killing themselves, shooting up theaters. Because when you relate to a woman, and here's the thing, guys, when you relate to a woman, sooner or later you're going to become confused because you don't understand what it means to be a man, the pathway that you have to take. Listen, guys, as a man, and this is why I tell you about the female friends. I'm going full circle on this shit. As a man, you are never to relate to a woman. Ever. Ever. You are never to relate to an emotional individual that cannot control shit in her head. But yet, you guys on a constant basis are doing just that. You're hanging out with the food. You're hanging out with the women. I mean, it's gotten to a point where, for instance, Smitty, I'm just going to use you just for instance. This is, no offense to you, Smitty. I still got love for you, but I'm going to use you for this one. So check this one out. So you got Smitty and me hanging out at the bar, right? Me and Smitty just chilling, hanging out at the bar, right? Now, it's a guy's bar. We hanging out, having a good time, and all this other stuff. And what happens is you start to bring women in this equation. And this happens to a lot of you guys. And I'm about, y'all don't understand what I'm talking about. How many times you get around the fellas, y'all talking about ass, titties, lesbians, eating pussy, getting ass. I mean, that's all y'all talking about, all that shit, sports, beer, just man stuff. Then all of a sudden, you start to hang out with women, and all of a sudden, you start to change the way you talk. You start talking about shit you did. I get like what happened at work and how your day was and how traffic was and how cute this app is and who you're Facebooking and who you're liking and check this out. I'm going to share this with you. You start doing all this shit that women do. Do you understand that sooner or later your habits are going to start to change that way? Your behaviors are going to start to change where when the women are not around, you're going to start talking as if they were around. You get around your boys instead of talking about getting ass. Sure, y'all talk about it for a second. Then a hot piece of ass walks by, and what do? Y'all look at it. Y'all like, damn, man, I like to fuck her. Then y'all look at each other and start giggling. Like a bunch of little bitches and shit. Then you wonder why it is you can't get women. Why it is you have fear. I mean, we talked about this on our Monkey Cure show that we got on Mondays, guys. If y'all want to check out the Monkey Cure, y'all can check that out. Go to monkeycure.com. That's some deep shit that we're talking about over there. I'm not going to bring that over here. But what I'm saying is that we had a conversation about being shy. Let me explain something to you guys. Let me explain something to you. I understand that sometimes you do get butterflies, okay? I understand that. But are those butterflies going to make you work harder? I mean, even Michael Jordan himself has said sometimes when he's in some big games he's gotten butterflies, but that shit has not stopped him from being the motherfucking Michael Jordan. But what I'm saying to you is when you are scared and you have fear and anxiety over something that you think – it's like – I'm hungry. I want a hamburger. The hamburger's in front of me, but I'm scared to eat it. I'm scared to go over there and talk to it. I'm scared to touch it. I'm scared to pick it up. Shit doesn't sound right. But that's what you're doing every day when it comes to these goddamn women. Every day when it comes to these women. Every day you sit around and you try to impress somebody who you don't have to impress. And then I got to tell you guys, if y'all get the opportunity, go to our main website and like, go to our Facebook page and watch that video that's called Human to Man that I recorded. It's an hour long, but watch that, and I break this system down to you, something that you really need to understand. Because when you're going into this thing, when you're trying to start a relationship, you're trying to make somebody happy, you're trying to impress, as a man, you don't have to do that shit. You don't have to wear the styles. I don't want to see you guys spending your hard-earned money on a style that's going to go out in like 6 months and you got a closet full of clothes that you can't wear. I don't want that to happen to you, because when you start to do the fads and the styles and all the other stuff, you want to get the rims, not because it might look good on a car. You want to get the rims because you think it's going to attract a woman. You want to get the haircut, or you want to wear the tight-ass pants, whatever the fuck y'all doing these days with the dresses and shit. You want to do all that shit because you think, just because the rappers, I see the rappers doing it and wearing the nerdy glasses, just because I see the basketball players doing it, that's going to get me more ass. Guys, come on, man. That's not even the game. And like I tell you, it might attract a woman. I'm not saying it won't. But what I'm saying is, when she smells your mommy's milk under your breath, or she sees the umbilical cord that you have attached to mommy, and I'm not saying mommy, I'm saying you're just relating to women. When she sees that, there's something in her that's going to force her to take a man-type role in the relationship and control you. Guys, y'all believe it, and you don't go to our testimonies. Y'all motherfuckers think y'all know how to eat pussy. Now, 613, they think they know how to eat ass and fuck. You know what I'm talking about, right, 613?
Oh yeah. Though.
Yeah, they don't even know about fire play, but that's what I'm saying. Y'all guys think y'all know what y'all doing. Yeah, y'all have no idea. Y'all have no idea what the fuck y'all are doing. Because if you want to live the lifestyle of us, you got to have this thought process, this mindset. I can't do it. You got to have it yourself. You got to want it so bad. And the mindset is this, and it's this simple. I'm the motherfucking Willy Wonka golden ticket, goddammit. And if you don't want me, it's your loss. I don't care. Guys, and when I say not care, I'm not saying be cold and mean to people. I'm saying that I don't give a fuck what you think. What you think, say, or whatever you about me, I don't give a fuck. Because every night I sleep like a motherfucking baby. I used to go out there and get shot down. Oh, God. Like you say, we did play the rejection game, but, you know, I used to get shot down. Shot down. Some days I couldn't even make a layup, guys. But do you think I went home with my pee-pee hurting, sad and miserable, but sucking my thumb and shit, going to bed saying, well, it's going to be better tomorrow. I just can't get any women. You know what I did? I said, okay, all right. I fucked up. Nope. Today wasn't a good day. But you know what? I'm going to go to sleep and sleep like a baby. Why? Because I didn't miss out. See, the only time you miss out as a man is when you don't know how to fuck and they throw that pussy on you so well that you like, oh, my God, this is the greatest pussy I ever had in my life. Oh, my God, this shit. She took her muscles and locked it down, and, oh, man, she snapped it and then slapped her. Oh, my God, it was great. The best. That's not what it's about, guys. You've got to be the amusement park. Ron, you're back in, man. You've got to be the amusement park. You got to be that individual that says, you know what? It ain't about you, goddammit. It's about me. And, guys, I know you're saying, wait, that's some selfish shit. That's some selfish shit to say it's all about you. What about working with your woman? We're not saying not work with your woman, because as a man, and I have to keep this up, as a man, this shit ain't about women. It's about you doing other things. But when she is with you, you are head of the table. You make the final decisions. I'm not saying she's not involved. I'm not saying it's a dictatorship, because let me tell you guys something. Women will break off their left arm to be with guys like us, because we don't bullshit. We know what the fuck we want, and we're going to do what we say and say what we do and mean what we say and all other good shit. Ryan, what you got to say about that, man?
Goddamn right. That's what I got to say about that.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, Dean. Hey, Dean,
yes,
am I in?
Man.
Hey, Dean.
What? What's up?
Hey, it's me. Hey, man. I had just, while y'all talking, I had to go ahead and dump this chick via text because she's so real, talking about that because I don't go to church. And I actually started with some friction. Well, get this. I just said, okay, that's how you feel it. Then it's been real. Because I don't go to church. Oh, but,
right.
but can I tell you what I did on Valentine's Day, though?
Well, yeah, we got 15 minutes of the show, so hurry up. Yeah, because I got to go to take my wife to dinner.
Right. So what I did was I got to work at 11, so I missed all the meetup stuff. So I looked around, and they had, like, a mail review. So what I did was I called the place, hey, what time is the mail review going in? It said it's like 11 or 12. Okay, cool. So I went down there. It was like me and one other dude and a bunch of hot chicks. It was like fish in a barrel.
Yeah, but you know, like I said, we put it out there last week about getting ass, and unfortunately, now no one really said anything about picking up some women and getting some ass and stuff. So you know, it's a little disappointing, but you got to understand, Smitty, that being human is so hard. It's so hard to change, man. It's so hard to change because it's a man, I can't tell you how great the lifestyle is for a lot of you guys, but you're never gonna make it if you don't make the choice and stop walking in the direction of the fucking pussies. Turn around and feel the sun shining on your face as you walk on the mountain of titties and ass. But a lot of you guys don't want to do that. You want to suffer. You want to be with women and be miserable and not be happy. You want to argue. You want to, I mean, look, you horny as hell. You ready to get your dick sucked, and she's saying no. You be like, all right. Well, she did not today. Well, and then she like, hey, she was sucking your dick for weeks, and she's going to tell you, well, I'm not that kind of girl. Hey, right?
I mean, let me add something to that. The thing about it, guys, it's lonely up here. It's only a few of us up here. And we're not trying to play king of the hill and keep all the rest of you guys down. Welcome. Come on. We'll help you up. But you got to want to be up here on the mountaintop, dude.
Yes.
You got to want this shit more than you want your next motherfucking breath.
Yes. More than you want to breathe.
It's the only. There are no alternatives but to live like this. There is no other way. And whether I don't care, man, you know how many women I've lost behind my mind state, and that shit don't mean nothing to me. They like fucking losing marbles. That shit don't mean nothing. It don't mean a damn thing. So when she threaten you with the pussy, threaten you with money, threaten you with leaving, the only word that should ever come out of your mouth is, okay.
Yep.
And then that shattered every bit of defense and offense that she has.
Yeah.
She has nothing with those idle-ass bullshit threats. And then, you know, the idle threat is going to become a real threat. She's going to leave.
Yes.
And all you do is help her out the door. Open the door for her. Be a gentleman. open a car door for her. Help her load it up. And look at her and smile. Because, like I told my son's mother, I said, sweetheart, you know, I'm not trying to sound like an asshole in there, but it's 20 women that want to be where you are right now. And if you don't believe me, I can call them all. And that shit broke her motherfucking down like it wasn't nothing. Because that's what they want. They want the security. They want to be in a good relationship. But yet they don't know, most women don't know how to be happy. We have unlocked the key to happiness. And it's just so simple, so easy. And all you guys do is fight us. You fight us. You want, like Dean said, you want to be miserable. You want to argue. It becomes to the point where you fight us because we won't be like you. You attack us. We're misogynists. We don't know her. We're weak. What the one guy, especially about with white women, any black man that dates a white woman is a weak man. Well, you know, we kind of think the same thing about you.
Ain't no bullshit women.
Yeah, dating them bullshit. Whether she's black, white, Asian, Indian, Hispanic, Native American, whatever. If she's disrespecting you, then she needs to go. Either, like I say, you can either give her the one warning and let her go, or give her no warning and let her go. Because we got to stop rewarding this bullshit fucking behavior. That's what we have to stop rewarding. Because these fucking loser ass irresponsible women ain't shit. Ain't never gonna be shit. They trying to drag you down with. That's all I got to say. Goddamn, that was my rant. Sorry.
Not about that.
On the flip side to that, okay, can I just say something quickly?
Yes.
Yeah.
On the flip side to that, you'll have a guy like us talking to them tonight, saying, "Hey, I'd like to take you out for coffee sometime," and she says, "Sure, but I want to let you know I have a boyfriend." And I say, "Yeah, that's cool." She goes, "Okay, I'd love to have coffee with you. I'll give you a call next week."
Yeah, I don't care. Look, I don't care if you're married. If I'm dead on that ass, I'm dead on that ass. And I don't care what the situation is, but I'm going to give you a choice. You can rub the genie bottle and get with me, or you can take your ass and move on. And I don't give a fuck.
That's it.
And that's, guys, what I'm telling you, and I'm not joking, if you take the power out of the pussy, guys, I always tell you, get that quarter out. Hold that quarter up in the air. That's how big that motherfucking hole is about, I guess. You take the power out of that, guys. She can't use her sexuality to lure you in. Why do you think she wears the makeup, the eyeliner, the fake hair, fake nails, a dress two sizes smaller, and she gets these you look, guys. and this is when you know you're alpha. You see this shit. Guys, let me tell you something. When you watch TV, TV gives you the secret of women all the time. Because every commercial you see or every other commercial is talking about lighting up her hair, getting rid of gray, getting rid of the crow's feet, getting rid of the blemishes, all that. Guys, that's what we're trying to tell you. These women are doing everything they can to maintain that beauty because that is where their power base is. That's the thing they can dangle over you. But when you can take and get rid of that pussy and say, "You know what, look, get the fuck out. No, leave. And motherfucker, and don't come back. You can get the fuck out." And she gone, you close the door, and you just relax. And you know what she going to do? She going to be like, "I'm going to hold this bluff." And then all of a sudden, the bluff's going to be like, "Oh, shit. Why ain't he calling me? Why ain't he running behind me? Have you talked to Ryan? Have you seen him around? Is he okay? God damn. I wonder what he's doing." And then this thing happens, guys, to the women, like it happens to you insecure motherfuckers. She's going to start to hallucinate shit. Who is he with? Who is he dating right now? Who's over his house? Is that person eating is he eating her pussy the way he ate mine? What the fuck is going on? I got to call him. I got to see what's going on with him. That's the kind of stuff we're saying to you guys. And the thing is, guys, when it comes to being a beta in your relationship, I'm telling you guys, you're not going to see it coming. I'm telling you right now. Because every relationship you're going to get into is going to be wonderful, great, exciting. There's nothing that can go wrong. It's me and her versus the world. But as a man, even if it causes an argument, you have to let her know where she stands. You have to let her know that you are drama-free. You have to let her know you're not putting up with any bullshit. But you don't sit around and love her from afar for 4 or 5 years. You don't sit around and tell her that you're nervous. You don't sit around and beg her to, you know, I don't want you to leave. You don't say any of that stuff. God damn, why I'm on there talking, I can't even hear myself think. Okay, you can't do that stuff, guys. The thing that is very important in this whole thing is that you've got to let her know from jump. From the moment y'all decide on y'all gonna start a relationship, y'all have to have a sit down and talk about things. You need to talk about what I expect from you and what you expect from me. You have to have that conversation. When you go from relationship and she moves in, that's when it's time to look at the bills and start reading the books. And start seeing where her money is, check her credit, see where her credit is, because this is how your marriage is going to be. Hold on, let me see if Ron's done talking. Ron, you done over there?
I'm right here.
All right. Yeah, so the thing I'm saying, guys, is that when she moves in, that's going to be how your marriage is going to be. No, wait, there is going to be a lie, because, again, when she moves in, you're going to get a lot of sex, because she wants you to think that this lemon-ass car, that's, you know, when you go to the car lots that's all fucked up, they spruce up the car, they make it smell good, they clean up the engine and all that shit, and when you get in it, it feels like, oh, man, this thing rides smooth. Okay, I'm going to buy this. And sooner or later, that shit break down on you. It's the same thing that these goddamn women do. And I'm not saying, like I say, I'm about to take my wife to dinner. Why? Not because I have to, it's because I enjoy spending time with my woman, because you know what? You got to reward good behavior, guys. You got to show them that, you know what? Look, when times are tough, I can be tough. But when times are good, you have more good times than if you have any bad times. That's the thing I don't understand. How do you have problems with these fucking women?
Yeah, bad times should be, you know, death in the family.
Or your favorite football team losing a game. That's bad times.
Something like that. But other than that, it shouldn't be coming home, her lip poked out. Then she takes her frustration out on you. Now you're mad because she's mad. And then, what? What's that?
Hey, and what you say is, what did I tell you about drama?
That's
you need
it.
To go. Or you can say, what did I tell you about drama? Don't do this again. What's up?
I was just going on about what you said about drama. I'm drama free. I'm a happy guy. If you cause it, you got to go.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I'm even saying sometimes you can give her a chance. Because let me tell you, and Rhyme said it the best, crazy always comes to the surface. Crazy will fight through the fake makeup, the nails, the fake smile, the fake hair, fake eyes, tight clothes. Crazy always finds a way out. And when crazy comes out, it's not like you didn't warn her. And see, this is where we try to tell you guys. You warn her from jump. And you're not, look, it's not a bad thing. You're just letting her know, this is how I live my life, drama free. And if you cannot accept that, if you want to have gossiping friends and gossiping family and you just always like to be in drama, then I'm done. But see, the good thing about it is when we leave, guys, that dick and that golden ticket goes off the table also. And they go out their motherfucking minds. You got to understand something. When we tell you, when we show you about the fucking and sex, and we tell you it's not about the woman, it's about you having your shit together, is that we show you how to inject the drug of you in her. It is a drug that is the greatest, most powerful drug in the world that she will never, ever get out. She can't get rid of this drug of you if you're doing shit correctly. That's why we can leave. It's easy to leave. Because I know you're going to say, you know, and this is what I think, oh, fuck you, I don't need you. The grass is greener on the other side. Hey, I'm sure there are guys over there that's going to eat my pussy and put their finger in my asshole, pull my hair, spit on me, and tell me to shut the fuck up. I'm sure there are a lot of guys like that. I'm sure there are a lot of guys that's real freaky, nasty, and dirty. So, you know what? I don't need you at all. And guess what the fuck she runs into? Let me find it. And she runs into this. This is it.
2 years, man. 2 years.
Should it have been three?
Why didn't you say anything for real?
I don't know. I was scared.
Of rejection?
No, losing you.
Oh.
As a friend and everything else.
Well, I'm glad you finally grew some balls.
and that's the... See, guys, what you gotta understand is that we're not normal. That's what I'm trying to show you guys. We are not normal. What you just heard is the norm. That is normal. The scared guy, the guy that's trying to cheat the game. Matter of fact, real quick before I go, well, I'm going to play that. I'll probably play that next week, the Hiroshima. Was it Hiroshima, Ryan? I think it's Hiroshima. I think it's the Hiroshima pickup line. Y'all got to hear that shit. This shit is so crazy. I got to play that shit for you. But that's what I'm talking about, guys. But all I'm asking you guys, because I got to get ready to go, I'm about to take Mama out. But what I'm asking you guys is this. Go to the Facebook page that we have. Go to our website. Go to the Facebook page. Watch that video, Human to Man, because you will get an understanding of how the system works. You'll get an understanding of how the building blocks work and where we're trying to get guide you towards being a man, because we are going to open up a new site pretty soon that's going to go straight to Man Talk. But right now, we're kind of like doing the monkey cure, because that's all we talk about when we talk about shit. And I just want y'all to hear what we talk about when we ain't talking about fucking. But sometimes it always goes back to fucking. That's just how it is. But anyway, just go to monkeycureguy.com, monkeycure.com. You can listen to that. It's some controversial shit on there, guys. So if y'all ain't got some strength, don't go on there, because we talk about a lot of shit. But we're trying to show you that this is how men operate. No problems, drama-free. We handle our business, and pretty soon not that soon. I got to do that with the book. When the book opens, when I release the book, I'll release the website, and then we'll start going into training and manhood and stuff like that, like we're doing the dating stuff. I will keep doing the dating stuff, because you guys got to know how to fuck. Y'all ain't fucking yet. Y'all ain't even talking to the pussy right yet, so I'm going to get y'all together on that. But, guys, get a chance. Listen to the podcast. Listen to the free boot camps. It's all there. You know you get 30 minutes of free coaching if you don't understand something. I will talk to you. Most guys won't. I'll talk to you. But I'm not gonna tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to probably punch you in your fucking chest. But you need it probably. So it's all gravy. But the bottom line is, we got nothing but love for you guys. We want the best for each and every one of you. And it starts with you realizing the potential you have as a motherfucking man. And stop cupcaking and letting these women run you. That is not being a man. But again, guys, do me a favor. Look at go. You want your assignment today is just go to Yahoo. Go to Daily Mail or Daily Motion. Go to any place that has a bunch of news articles, Fox News, CNN, go anywhere, MSNBC, and look, and you will find that you're going to see some human that was emotional, that either hurt, killed, shot somebody, or killed herself. But that's the world. That's how things are, and we're trying to show you, I don't want you to be normal. I want you to be abnormal. I want you to be different than the rest of these motherfucking humans. Guys, you got it in you, and we're going to do everything we can to pull it out. Now, guys, again, I'm sorry. I've got to get my ass on, because it's spending time with mama time, and I enjoy that shit. So it's amusement park time for me. But anyway, but guys, if y'all have any questions whatsoever, send me a question. You know I'll get back with you. I'll call you. We'll talk. We'll do everything. I just want to let you know that there's somebody here that wants the best for each and every one of you. Unless you don't want to be a man about your shit, there's nothing I can do for you. So With that being said, guys, don't forget Monday. We have, you know, Monday's our Monkey Cure show. I don't know if y'all want to check that out, but, you know, it's real deep because this week is going to be a great debate. I can't wait. Squid is debating this weekend on Monday. And don't forget Thursday. Every Thursday we'll be here to talk to you. And I will put some more videos on the Facebook page. I'll do one on Sunday. And I will – I got a bunch of podcasts. I got 2 hours with Paul. I got two or three testimonials I got to put up on the website. So I'm gonna fill the website up with some stuff for you. But, guys, please know this last thing. Has nothing to do with me. I'm fine. You got to look in the mirror and decide and say when enough is enough. When are you going to stop dressing the way you're dressing? When are you going to stop acting the way they want you to act and stop taking these pills thinking that it's going to calm you down or take this medicine or take that medicine? You don't have to do that. Men don't act that way. And you motherfuckers are wannabe men. I got your motherfucking back. Anyway, guys, I've got to go. Time for Din Din. But, guys, y'all have a very wonderful weekend. Guys, please, if you drink, don't drive. And, guys, if you get some ass, please wrap up. And, guys, if she comes over, make sure you wash her ass. Take her in the shower. Wash that ass before you start licking it, okay? I don't want y'all motherfuckers getting mad at me over no shit. But please, protect yourself. Don't drink and drive. Be safe. Enjoy yourselves. If you have any questions, send me an email. I've got to run, and I will talk to each and every one of you next Thursday. So, hey, guys, remember, just because you came from a pussy doesn't mean you have to act like one. I'm out, bitches.